Mass transit ridership nosedives. Many residents flee the city. The number of commuters using Bangkok's subway and elevated trains has fallen considerably, while the operators have deployed safeguard measures to ensure smooth operation of the system amid threats of flooding in the capital. Many analysts had accepted that the mass transit operators would gain as city residents left their cars at home. But many people are simply going nowhere at all, and this has reduced ridership. Set-listed Bangkok Metro PLC, or BMCL, said average daily ridership has dropped by about 20% this week to 200,000 on weekdays as Bangkok residents take holidays to look after their properties, with some leaving the capital. With 19 trains, the subway normally earns 5.5 million baht in daily revenue. Half of the subway's entrances are closed to prevent flooding, said Charchai Pradipong, BMCL's corporate relations director. Each subway station is 1.2 meters above street level and functions as a quote-unquote permanent bunker. BMCL has built flood protection walls, adding another 1.5 meters. If floodwaters reach the second stair of the station, that station will shut down service, he added. Deputy Bangkok Governor Taya Tipsuan said that if floodwaters reach 1.5 meters on the street, the BTS will suspend SkyTrain service. Anat Arbabirama, an advisor to the board of BTS Group Holdings PLC, said SkyTrain ridership had dipped this week to around 500,000 per weekday. But numbers topped 600,000 on some workdays last week as motorists stopped using their cars. At present, if they don't have a serious need, Bangkok residents will stay at home, while some have already fled town, Dr. Anat said. Some companies have temporarily shut down, also reducing commuters. If the flood does not reach 2.25 meters above sea level, our control room and all the systems will not be disrupted, he added. BMCL shares closed yesterday on the set at 0.51 baht, up one satang, in trade worth 610,000 baht. BTS shares closed at 0.58 baht, up one satang.